This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Government today showed that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, in New Delhi, Additional Secretary for Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. She said that during the Kharif season, the country requires 390 tons of fertilizers. She said that efforts have been taken to diversify the sourcing basis other than the Gulf countries. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said there is adequate availability of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. She said that the government has taken several measures to ensure this at multiple levels and continues to do so. She said that the country's refineries are operating normally and crude inventories are sufficient. The Joint Secretary said that to ensure adequate availability in the domestic market and to keep prices from rising, the government has reduced excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees. The Election Commission of India issued the notification for the assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of assembly poll in West Bengal today. With the issuance of notification, filing of nomination papers has begun in the states. Single-phase polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting for 152 constituencies in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of next month. The last date for filing of nominations is the 6th of next month, while scrutiny of papers will be taken up the next day. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi interacted with the party workers of Assam under Mera Booth Sabse Majboot Samvad program this afternoon. The interaction aims to energize grassroots workers ahead of the upcoming Assam Assembly elections with a focus on highlighting the state's development. Addressing the party workers, the Prime Minister highlighted Assam's transformation over the past decade, stating that rapid progress across sectors reflects the success of the National Democratic Alliance NDA government's double engine model.
Assam mein BJP NDA ki hat-trick lage. इसके लिए आप सभी जबरदस्त मेहनत कर रहे हैं। दूसरी तरफ ये बोहाग बिहू और अन्य उत्सवों का भी समय है, इनसे जुड़ी तैयारियां भी रहती हैं। मैं जानता हूं असम में बीजेपी एनडीए को लेकर बहुत अधिक समर्थन है, लेकिन आप लोग जमीन पर जो अनुभव कर रहे हैं, जो आपके विचार हैं, मैं उन्हें जानने के लिए बहुत उत्सुक हूँ।
तो लोकसभा has taken up a discussion on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. Initiating the debate, Shiv Sena MP Srikant Shinde hailed the efforts of the Narendra Modi's government, paramilitary and police forces to make the country free from Naxalism. He also paid tributes to all those security personnel who laid down their lives while fighting with left-wing extremism. Mr. Shinde hit out at the Congress saying that when the party was in power, it failed to provide necessary facilities to tribals and backward communities, which forced them to take up arms. He said there was a time when tribals faced exploitation and were pushed into the fire of Naxalism, but today the situation has changed. He said now a tribal woman holds the highest constitutional post of the country as president. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today strongly defended the strength of the Indian economy in Parliament, saying the rupee's value is market-driven and India's macroeconomic fundamentals remain robust despite global uncertainties. Replying to the question I in the Lok Sabha on the rupee's depreciation, the finance minister said fundamentals of the Indian economy are strong and currencies across the world are witnessing volatility due to global uncertainty. Bihar Chief Minister and Janata Dal United President Nitish Kumar has resigned from his membership of the State Legislative Council, complying with constitutional provisions after his recent election to the Rajya Sabha. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the last session of the fiscal year 2026 with steep losses of more than 2%. The Sensex tumbled 1,636 points to close at 71,948. The Nifty also shed 488 points to settle at 22,331. Both indices witnessed a broad-based sell-off across sectors and closed lower for the second straight session. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will face Chennai Super Kings at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.